right, let's do it. My name is Jeff Kay. This is the Jeff Kay Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for listening today. Thanks for finding us. It's a brand new podcast. These Monday episodes are doing remarkably well, I think. So I really do appreciate you guys listening. It's fun. I'm having a great time. I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. So if you like it, you know, tell somebody about it. Maybe we can grow this thing a little bit. And I don't know. I hear everybody saying go write a review or review it at iTunes. I don't know. I guess that's super important since everybody says it. So if you're so inclined, you know, give us a 5-star review. You know, if you want to give us a 1-star review, then, you know, maybe just hold off on that maybe for a few years. So, but the 5-star reviews, you know, have at it. On Thursday, I think, it's hard to keep track of this stuff anymore, but on Thursday, I think I did about maybe like 20 minutes of, you know, 20 minutes on the brand new Dairy Queen that's opening here in our little town. You know, 15 to 20 minutes of hot DQ talk, you know, I believe in that Thursday show. And I wanted to give you a little bit of a follow-up. I finally went in there. You know, I'm super excited about this because it feels like Dairy Queen, really, when you stop to think about it, it feels like Dairy Queen should be the most popular restaurant in the world, you know, in my opinion. They sell the stuff that people want. You know, they got the hot dogs, the hamburgers, and all sorts of, like, ice cream stuff. Man, how could you, I mean, there's nobody in the world, I don't think there's anybody, except maybe, like, I don't know, I guess probably vegans can't go there. I have no idea. I don't know. That's that soft serve stuff. I don't know if that's, anyway, we're getting way off track. It feels like they serve it up, you know, chicken strips and stuff. That's the stuff that people, you know, I mean, not every meal, of course, maybe, but for lunch, that's a perfect place to go. And then they sell those peanut butter parfaits and all that stuff. So, man, that shit is fantastic. So anyway, I finally stopped there on my way. I allowed myself like an extra 15 minutes. You know, I start work at 2:00 in the afternoon, but I don't have, it's kind of a soft target. You know, I don't have to be there at exactly 2. If I come in at 2:10, you know, everybody's cool with that. It's not a problem. So I left my house about 15 minutes early so that I could stop in the new Dairy Queen and immerse myself in the wonderfulness of it all. And so I went in there and I opened the door. And the doors, by the way, the handles on the doors are knives and forks. Is it one knife and one fork? Which, seems a little cutesy to me. But anyway, I walked in there and it was absolute pandemonium. You know, I mean, it was full of kids. There was like children everywhere, just shrieking and wailing, and their moms who are also, you know, yelling. I mean, everybody's yelling. I mean, it's just, it sounds like a Chuck E. Cheese in that thing. What's the story with that? Why do kids just have to yell all the time? Is it, are their brains, is there something about the formation, you know, of their brain? They just stand in and just scream and shriek. I don't shriek. I rarely shriek. But kids, you know, especially you get a whole bunch of them together, man, it sounds like a jet engine of shrieking. And that's what it was. There was like people everywhere, moms saying, don't put your lips on it, you know, all this just shouting. Kids are wailing and howling in there. I was like, all right. You know, and they have it set up, you know, like, you know, the zigzag line, you go in between the ropes and you go zigzag back and forth. That thing was loaded up, to the maximum capacity. So I just spun on my heel and left that hell. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to give it another shot. I'm going to go in there on a day that I have plenty of time. I don't think I could. It felt like my inner sensors were telling me that it would take 35 minutes to get served if I went in, if I actually went into that place and ordered and everything. I had a feeling that it would take 35 minutes to get served. Then, you know, I'm pretty good at judging things like that. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know about that. I hope that place doesn't turn into like a kiddie locale, you know, because I can't handle that. That's not kiddie. I mean, sure, kids like ice cream, obviously, but it's not just a place for kids, you know. Oh, man, my heart sank when I walked into that mess. So anyway, I still haven't tried them out yet, but so I went to Burger King that day, went through the drive-thru, gave me a shiny sack of fat through a hole in the side of the building, so I didn't have to hoist my ass out of the driver's seat, you know. And they know me there. They're like, haven't seen you in a while, you know, that kind of stuff. Which it's pretty bad when you have a personal relationship with the drive-through people at Burger King. But that's the situation here. Hold on, I'm gonna take a slug off this coffee. Hold on, hang with me here. Yeah, mediocre at best. So I still haven't partaken of the Dairy Queen, the brand new, built from the ground up Dairy Queen. But when I do, I will report back. I know you guys are on the edge of your seats. Let's see. I don't really have an overall theme in this one. I'm going to bounce around, which sometimes those work. You know what irritates me? And this happened to me last night. It's happened 1,000 times in my life, maybe more. It's like this guy said, I went to my favorite restaurant last night. Me and my girlfriend went to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Rico's. I mean, that's not what he said. I can't remember what he said. But he said, you know, something like that. It was some Italian place. He goes, my favorite restaurant in the world. We had dinner last night, Rico's. It's like, I said, yeah, okay. I don't know what that is. And he goes, I just said, I don't know what that is, right? Remember that part of it. I said, I don't know what that is, but good. I'm happy that you went to your favorite restaurant. But anyway, so I said, yeah, I don't know what that is. And he goes, you don't know Rico's? I just said, I don't. I you know why? We're going to go around again. We're going to do another rotation through this thing. You're going to make me say again that I don't know this world famous Rico's with the homemade garlic bread and whatnot. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's go round and round on this thing. If I say I don't know about it, you don't have to act all surprised and go, you've never heard of it? Ugh. No, dick. I haven't. All right. And you can shove your Rico's and you can shove the double dipping on knowing something I don't know, something that doesn't matter. Huh. So I don't like that. And you know what else? While I was writing that down in my notebook, you know, there's this guy when I was out in California. His name was Lewis, and he was like this, you know, mad scientist type. He was a genius probably, and I'm not even joking. The guy was like some kind of genius. He was like some kind of VP of something or other. I think that was his title, VP of something or other. And he had long hair, like a ponytail. He was like an old guy, you know. And so anyway, he was mildly intimidating to me. I don't know. I was, you know, he was nice, I guess, but it felt like there was something in there that could turn dark at any moment. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys, but He used to do these things where, like, you know how people say, if I don't see you, have a great weekend. And he'd always say, what if you do see me? And then the people would be like, well, I don't know. I never considered that. So, but he would always do that. And I've kind of adopted that. You have to pick your spots, but, you know, if I don't see you, have a great Thanksgiving. You know, what if you do see me? I don't know. I'm sure people love it, you know, but, he was like one of these guys that would like pick apart, everything that people say, analyze it, point out the ridiculousness in the English language, you know. I think he had patents. This guy had like, I'm not kidding. This guy literally was involved in the creation of the DVD format. The guy was like over in Japan working with like engineers and stuff. I think he has patents. Anyway, but the thing I remember about him is, what if you do see me? So that kind of, you know, that whole thing where you have to go twice around with you've never been to Rico's? You're not familiar with Rico's? It kind of reminds me of the Lewis phenomenon. Vice president of whatever. Is that VP of something or other? That's what it was. All right, so let's see what's next. Next in the list of jotted down nonsense. You know that? Yeah, I'm seeing these commercials. They're promoting the living shit out of this. That new Jack Ryan show. I think it's on Amazon. I'm pretty sure it's Amazon. Maybe it's Hulu, but I'm almost certain it's Amazon. And it has that Jim Halpert from The Office in it. The man is playing some kind of international badass, you know, U.S., some kind of special forces. I don't know Jack Ryan's role. Is he CIA or something? I don't know. But anyway, he's some kind of international espionage ass kicker, you know. And they got Jim Halpert from The Office playing this guy. It's gonna be difficult for me to buy that. Just even the graphics of it makes me laugh. There's like so it has Jim there, you know, from The Office, just fresh off the you know, selling paper, you know, paper salesman over at Dunder Mifflin. And now he's like standing out there, and his eyes are off to the side. You know, he's looking off to the side like he's taking it all in, man. His senses are just like so advanced, you know. You know, probably from working with that Dwight, probably is what how he honed it. So anyway, his eyes are off to the side, and there's like shit going on in the background. There's like explosions, airplanes blowing shit up. And the sky's just full of fire, you know, and he's just standing there, like, looking off to the side, you know, trying to, not decide. He knows what has to happen. He's just waiting for his moment, you know. So, and I don't know, I'm going to have a hard time dealing with that. Just that graphic that I see in every article about this show, or every time there's an advertisement, it's that graphic of him looking off to the side and shit blowing up. Thing makes me laugh. Because it's Jim, you know. I mean, that's weird. I mean, that guy's, I'm going to have a hard time dealing with that, you know, making the transition. But I am going to watch the show because it seems like it might be pretty good. I mean, it's getting compared to 24, which I loved, at least in the early seasons. We used to call it Bauer Hour. Oh, yeah. 24. Man, that thing was, I don't think there's ever been a show that is so addictive, you know, than that. I mean, you could, that is the most binge-worthy program of all time. Like, one just leads into the other. And at the end of every episode, you're like, oh my God, I gotta watch one more, just one more. And then next thing you know, it's, you know, the sun's coming up, you know, and, you know, the paper boys out there. Anyway, it's getting compared to that. I have a feeling it's not that good, but well, I'll give it a shot, and I'll see how long it takes me to buy Jim as a kick-ass, you know, special forces, you know, I don't know, kicking doors down, rappelling out of helicopters and all that. I will see. You know, it's going to take me a while, I think. You know, what's next? Phyllis? Is she going to be like a... All right. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. It's going to be difficult. Jim Halpert. All right. Man, I don't know about this. Let's move on to the next one. You know, I have to get a haircut again. It's like, you know, the thing with my hair is it feels fine, and then one day I wake up, it's like Tuesday, it's fine. Wednesday, I need a haircut. You know, it doesn't really. It feels like there's a threshold that I reach, and once I pass it, it's I'm point of no return. So I've reached that point of no return. So there's this place I go to. It's fairly new. It's new to me anyway, and I think it's new to the world. I think it hasn't been open very long. So they suckered me in. Thing was, the first time I went over there, it was like they were running some kind of special. It had signs all over. It said haircuts $5.99 or something like that. So I went in there, and the guy was great. It was a good experience. The guy knew how to do the chit chat part. You know, he did a good job with the haircut. There was a little bit of chit chat, but not too much. You know, and it didn't feel forced. The guy was a complete pro. So so that was good. And then he gave me when I checked out, he gave me a coupon for my next haircut is $8.99. So I went over there and I got some girl with the tattoo on her breast that says Fearless. She's got a Fearless right breast. And she, you know, she wasn't as high level with the chit chat, but she was all right. And then, so when I checked out with her, she gave me another coupon for $11.99 for my next haircut. So I'm three haircuts into this thing. I still have never paid full price on it. So then I went back over there and I got Fearless again. And then she gave me a coupon for 20% off shampoo. So, excuse me. So I got caught up in some kind of haircut funnel where I'm just like circling round and round. And now I've got some kind of useless coupon. You see how they suck you in? They get you. You know, they want to become a habit. They want you to integrate them into your world, and they do that by doing that cut rate stuff. And then next thing you know, 20% off shampoo. I'm not buying shampoo in that place. Are you serious? I'm not paying. Like, that stuff costs like $40 or something. And you walk around smelling like a coconut all day. I don't think so. In fact, I don't think people should smell, men especially. Men should not smell like anything. That's my opinion on that situation. So anyway, I'm not buying shampoo in that place. That's a worthless coupon. I mean, that thing goes straight in the old out basket. So we're going to have to see. I don't know. I don't even know what a normal haircut is over there, but the funnel... It got me caught up in the funnel. We'll see how it goes. If I get old Fearless again with her questionable chit-chat skills, and, you know, I might have to reevaluate. But, you know, I'll let you know. I'll put that down on the list with the Dairy Queen follow-up and the haircut funnel follow-up. You know, I'll keep you updated on that. I know you guys are interested in all this stuff. Hang on a second. Hold on. Jeez. All right. Sorry about that. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm coughing. I feel like I got some kind of emphysema. Maybe not emphysema. One of the zemas. I got suffering some kind of zema. So, can't keep it together without clearing my throat. Nobody wants to hear that, you know? And that's... So, anyway, a few minutes ago, I was listening to this, you know, I'm not... You guys can judge me all you want. You know, I'm unencumbered. I'm unchained. I'm off the chain of hipster. you know, trying to impress anybody. There's not going to be any impressing of anybody at this point, and I don't care, you know. Is that a bad attitude? You know, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have admitted to this, but now, you know, I don't care what you think, you know. So anyway, a few minutes ago, I was listening to Billy Squire's Greatest Hits, and, you know, that song, Rock Me Tonight, I think, Rock Me Tonight, that's a good pop song, you know, good radio song. I like it. It's fantastic. It's got a lot of finger snapping in it. You know, you can't go wrong with finger snapping in a rock song. So anyway, I was listening to that thing, and it made me think about the video of that. I think the guy, I don't know who was giving him advice back then, you know, Billy Squire. I don't know his inner circle, but he did this video for this. He was like super popular. He was at the top of his game. He was having hit after hit, you know, in the 80s sometime during the MTV, early MTV days. And he made this video for this Rock Me Tonight where he basically, he's in bed and he gets up and just starts sashaying. I mean, just shaking his ass and sashaying and snapping his fingers, and it is quite a spectacle. I mean, this guy, I think it killed his career. I'm not even joking. I don't think he had another hit after that. After people saw that, people were appalled from, I mean, all around the world. I mean, this guy, I mean, who, why, you know, he's like some kind of guitar playing, you know, rocker, you know. And he's like wearing some kind of, I don't know, shiny pants, just sashaying it up, just round and round the bed, just dancing around the bed. And I think at some point he like rips his shirt off, like just rips it. I don't think my shirt, if I tried to rip my shirt, I'd probably tear an ACL. You can't just rip a shirt like that. But anyway, he did. I think the thing was, you know, pre-planned. I don't think there's a whole lot of fabric ripping in the real world that I'm aware of. And anyway, so he sashays and he's wearing stupid clothes and it's an abomination. And the guy's career went down, straight down the old shitterama after that. I mean, that thing was like single-handedly destroyed his career, I believe. If you have a chance to see it, it's on YouTube. The thing is like incredible. One of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Why? Who's telling this guy what? Who's directing this guy? I mean, the director of the video, I'd have said no. I'd say, are you serious? I don't sashay. There's no sashay in me. And I'm not gonna force sashay. And I'm not, even if I did sashay, I don't need it. I don't need people seeing it, you know? I mean, he needed to put his foot down, and I don't know, his managers and stuff, they should have said, no, I don't think, listen, Billy, I don't think this is a good idea, you know? So you should, if you have a chance, pop over to YouTube and put in Billy Squire, Rock Me Tonight. The song's solid. I love the song. Thing's good. Crank that shit up in the car. Yeah, Billy Squire's Greatest Hits, play that thing in the car. Can't go wrong. It's good times. But that Rock Me Tonight video is amazing. Thing is crazy. Anyway, you know, there's people like Freddie Mercury where he's like dressed up like a woman vacuuming the carpets or something. And so, I mean, that's different. The guy's campy, you know. I mean, people, you know, you expect that from Freddie Mercury, but not Billy Squire. It'd be like, I don't know, Eddie Van Halen just suddenly swishing it up, swishing across the stage. You know, people were taken aback by the sachet. So anyway, check that thing out. But anyway, Billy Squire, if you want something, some good cartoons, can't go wrong. I mean, that thing's, you know, one hit after, you wouldn't believe how many hits he had. You know, you forget about all these things. Don't forget about The Stroke. Remember that song? Man, that's good stuff. So, you know, I don't care. You guys want to judge me on my Billy Squire listening? have at it. The final thing in my list, and it's almost to the end. You know, Tony and I watch a lot of Gordon Ramsay. We watch all the Gordon Ramsay shows. My favorite, my personal favorite, is MasterChef. You know, where they bring in a shitload of people. These are supposed to be people who just cook at home. You know, they're not professional chefs or anything. They're not cooks, you know, in a professional sense. And then they compete, you know, they put them through all kinds of, like, pressure tests and stuff. And then at the end of every episode, one or two people get kicked off. You know, it's one of those deals. Thing's great. I love that one. That's my favorite. And there's another one that's very similar called Hell's Kitchen. But that's more of a, you got two teams competing each other. They're like running some kind of like, you know, fake kitchen. So they're in this fancy restaurant and it's not real. I mean, I think there is actually a Hell's Kitchen now. But the TV show Hell's Kitchen is just, it's like this fake restaurant. And these guys are like, you know, they have to cook and do dinner service every night. So they're cooking basically the same stuff every night, scallops, and it's the same stuff over and over and over again. And Gordon Ramsay's in there shouting and yelling, you know, and that's pretty good. That's Hell's Kitchen is a close second. That's another one where somebody gets kicked off at the end of every episode as a competition. So both those shows are similar, although I like MasterChef better. But anyway, but then he has all these other shows where he goes in and tries to save restaurants or bars or whatever, you know, restaurants usually. He has a new one called 24 Hours to Hell and Back, where he goes into these restaurants that are failing and he tries to turn them around in 24 hours. That's pretty fun. That's good stuff. And he had one called Hotel Hell or something, where he tries to turn around hotels. I don't know what Gordon Ramsay is. Is he an expert on hotels? I don't know. I thought he was a cook. I thought he was a chef. But anyway, that's a classic. There's this one, that Hotel Hell, where he goes into some place and he turns off all the lights and he's like standing on the bed and he has like a black light and there's like all these stains all over the comforter on the bed. And he says, "Look at that. It's a virtual mosaic of semen." The first time I saw that, I couldn't stop laughing for at least 5 solid minutes. That is like a mosaic of semen. That is good stuff. But anyway, I was thinking, I'd like to have Gordon Ramsay come down here and just like, you know, like straighten out my life, help me straighten out my life. He could come in here and he's like, "Oh my God, look at you. Have you given up, Jeff? I mean, just tell me, have you given up?" You know, I'd like for him to just like kick the shit out of me emotionally, you know, for a day, 24 hours. You know, he turns things around. I want him to come down here and just straighten me out. You know, I'd like for Gordon Ramsay to come out. I'm going to send him a letter. Maybe he can come down here and just kick the shit out of me for a couple days and get me on a better path. It's like, "Oh my God, oh, look at you. Just take a look at yourself. Can you hear yourself?" You know, just, it would be great. I mean, I think I need something like that. So I talked to Tony about that. I want Gordon to come down here and put a foot up my ass. anyway, I'm going to call it a day here. This one's a little all over the place again, but that's all right. That's the way it rolls sometimes, you know. Thank you guys again for listening. I do appreciate it. I'll be back on Thursday with the, for the patreon.com/JeffKShow. If you guys want to hear it, go over there and donate $4 a month and it'll unlock the audio of the Thursday show. So until then, I'll see ya. Bye.